I'm Andrew Schneider at 92.1 KRLS here with the Aqua Girls of Pella High School. They swim with the Newton team, and they've had a great season so far. Natalie Bola Sr., Hannah Netter, and Maylee Ruggles, who are returning to our airwaves after we talked to them around state. Natalie, I'll start with you as a senior. First of all, what is it just meant to have a season this year? Last time I talked to you was a part of our spring sports spotlights when you didn't get your soccer season. What's it meant to have a fall season?
I'm just really thankful that we're able to come together and have our season, actually. I was really looking forward to my senior season and, you know, making it to state again and just coming together as a team to overcome, like, the hard times we've been through.
And Hannah, you've already automatically qualified for a race at state. You were a multiple-time qualifier last year. What does it mean to have the automatic bid, and how has your season gone so far?
Yeah, it was definitely a weight off my shoulders when I did get the qualifying time, and it was just nice because now I know that I have that spot, and it's good to be able to focus now on, like, the relays and getting those faster, and they're all, I think, top 32 right now, so that's really good.
And then Maylee, you haven't qualified yet, but obviously that may be coming here in the next couple weeks. What, from your perspective, how have things gone this season?
Well, our motto this season is strong, confident, and grateful, and I think that really plays a big part in this because it's brought the team together, so we're trying to fight off all these different battles. And just like Hannah, we're going to try to get our relays to state and hopefully some more individuals.
Well, Natalie, you've won some races this year. You've had some great improvements from last season. What were some of the things you were still able to do in the off season, even though you weren't really able to do, you know, like I said, soccer and some of those other activities?
Yeah, so over quarantine, I just tried to stay active in a lot of different ways. I would go on runs a lot. I did, like, this running challenge. I was doing a lot of different CrossFit workouts just to keep my cardiovascular fitness up, even though I couldn't have any water time.
Hannah, similar question. How did you stay in shape over the offseason? I know when we talked last year, you were making it to state but still wanted to improve. How were you able to kind of work out?
Yeah, so at the beginning of quarantine, we didn't have a pool, like, available to us to use. So we actually swam in Lake Red Rock for a bit, which was interesting. And then we ended up, like, halfway through the summer, we had access to the pool again. So for me, training was pretty normal throughout the summer.
Same as Hannah, but when we didn't have that pool, I just tried to mentally stay in shape and make sure I didn't go insane.
Natalie, what are some of your favorite moments from the season thus far, whether it's been a specific race, a specific meet, or anything like that?
I thought senior night was a really fun night. The juniors kind of come together to put that on for the seniors and decorate the pool area, and we just had a lot of great races that night, and I did pretty well. Also, at the beginning of the season, we kind of made a new tradition, and we kayaked at the Colfax Quarry as a team, and that was really fun and memorable.
My favorite memory so far is probably senior night, just since I got to go up early and help set everything up, and, like, giving the gifts to the seniors was really fun, and we got to switch up the lineup so everybody got to swim something that they might normally swim at a meet.
Probably when we swam against Indianola and only beat them by a few points because it came down to that last relay, but also seeing Hannah really work at her goals and getting that time, it was just really exciting.
Well, and there's still meets yet to be had. There's still an opportunity to qualify, obviously, for additional races at state. Natalie, what are some of your goals that you can attain in these next couple of weeks as you get ready for the postseason?
Yeah, I'm really looking to drop time in my 500 and break 6 minutes. Just stay on A relays if possible and just keep dropping time.
I would say my goals for our relays is to really work on our relay exchanges off the blocks and get those, like, set in stone and have, like, a set, you know, like, A relay team also, and so that we can, like, work together to do our best.
Kind of just what those two said. Keep dropping that time, chipping away at practice, always doing our best.
Well, and this year we've actually got to do some more regular coverage, and I know that this is a question I ask each and every year because you're a unique team. You don't swim here at home, you swim up at Newton. But what would it mean as you go forward that if more people just check out what you guys are doing or are able to support you, you know, what are the ways that they can do that and show their support knowing that you are still a Pella High School athlete?
I think that people here in town could maybe just, you know, like over announcements, recognize us a little more at school. I know we've been fighting for more representation at the pep rally. We finally got to do an introduction and a cheer. I think just coming to our home meets in Newton, I know it's kind of a trug to Newton, but I mean, we travel for football games, but I think that our school is actually really good about it most of the time, and our new athletic director, Mr. Fouch, has been really gracious towards us.
Yeah, I would say this year has definitely improved from past years, and obviously we're looking to get more recognition in the future, but it's been really nice, the recognition we've gotten so far.
Anything else that you wanted to share with our audience?
I guess our coach, Sarah Patterson, has been really courageous throughout this whole pandemic. And I know she's a teacher at Newton, so she's been stressed just with new technology there and everything. And she's just been really on top of it. And we've had a great season so far.
Well, very good. Those are the Aqua Girls Apella High School swimming with the Newton team and the Colfax Mingo team. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us, share a little bit about your season so far. And we hope we're talking to you come state qualifying time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.